It's 11 o'clock, and it's time for some straight talk. The Jim Chapman Show on 94.9 FM, CHRW. And now here's your host, Jim Chapman.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Nice to be here with you. Nice to have you with us today, too. Right off the bat, let's go to the mailbag. We have an email from Kathy. And we're going to use Kathy's email to set up the program for you. Kathy gets to be part of our program setup today because she actually prompted us to do something that we probably long overdue in doing. It said, "Dear Jim, you've been promoting the dinner for Bethany's Hope for some time. And in fact, that's, let me promote it again. That's this Saturday, the very special evening, the 10th annual gala ball for Bethany's Hope. Saturday the 23rd at the Hilton Hotel. You can get your tickets at 858-HOPE. Okay. I was wondering if you could explain a bit about this charity. I really don't know much about it." Fair enough. And I think I'm not going to spend a whole long time on this because I'm not going to do that. I can tell you very quickly. Bethany's Hope is a locally based charity that grew out of one family's struggle against metachromatic leukodystrophy, which is a terrible, horrible, debilitating disease that strikes children. The McIntyre family lost Bethany 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago, to this disease. But before she left, they had decided to fight back. And they formed this little group, which grew into a bigger group, into a bigger group. They've raised hundreds of thousands, well, millions of dollars now, towards research into the causes and cures of metachromatic leukodystrophy. Bethany's Hope helps to fund a clinic here, a laboratory here, rather, doing cutting-edge research in this, and works very closely with Dr. John Berenger in the States, who's doing similar work. They coordinate their work with Dr. Tony Rupar here in the city. And they've made some astounding strides in this area of genetic illness. It's what they call an orphan disease, though. It does not strike very many people. And for that reason, it's off the radar of a lot of the big companies and indeed of government and a lot of the sort of research programs that we see a lot more money devoted to. And perhaps that's just the way of the world. Perhaps it does make sense to put the most money where the most people will be affected. But that does not make it any the less heartbreaking for the people whose loved ones are stricken with this disease. So that's what Bethany's Hope is all about. In the last couple of years, the focus has also expanded beyond research to helping families around the world deal with the realities of this disease, bringing together families who've gone through it, like the McIntyres, and allowing them to share a network with each other. This Saturday at the ball, a number of such parents are going to join us. We've got people from Michigan who will be back again. They've been there before. We've got a couple from South Africa coming all the way here to meet the people involved in Bethany's Hope. Also coming to join us from the United States is Renee Ritano, whose daughter Athena is 3 years old and was diagnosed last June with metachromatic leukodystrophy. She is very excited about coming. She's very excited about Bethany's Hope and the research that's ongoing. And she joins us this morning on the telephone. Renee, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
Very good, thank you.
There's a temptation here on the part of an interview to say, Renee, tell me what you felt when they gave you the diagnosis for your daughter. But I don't want to go there because I think we can all imagine how you must have felt.
Yes.
What I do want to ask you is, what did you feel when you found out about Bethany's Hope, when you found out there was an organization out there of parents who had been through what you're going through?
It was the best thing that we could have heard of. I will go there a little bit. When we found out, we were obviously devastated, and we just cried constantly. And then it finally kicked in that, you know, we have to do something about this. We have to find something somewhere that can help Athena. We can't just give up on her. And searching through the web, we found Bethany's Hope. And after talking to Lindy, I'm a new person. I have such hope that you know, something could be found in time for Athena because of the work that the people from the community of London with Bethany's Hope have done. We actually have hope. There can be a cure in time for Athena. It can happen. It's within our realm of possibility. So, right. I mean, they're the best thing that could have happened to us.
Tell us about your daughter.
She's wonderful. She's 3 years old. She was completely healthy as far as we knew until she was 2 years old, and that's when she started doing some troubling things with her motor skills, and that's what, you know, brought us to a neurologist. She was doing things like dragging her head on the floor when she crawled and little quirky things, and as soon as we brought her to the neurologist, she regressed very quickly. She lost all motor skills. She couldn't talk. Just, you know, it was terrifying because we thought we had a healthy little 2-year-old and we didn't realize what was going on. So what we did was they told us most likely, you know, she had something devastating, but they didn't know what it was yet. So to prepare ourselves. And what I did was my sister and I brought her to the Holy Land of Medjugorje, Croatia. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that, but it's a place where miracles have been witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
And we got emergency passports and went over there, and actually she started regaining all of the skills that she had lost. It was unbelievable. We thought that we had our miracle, all was well, you know, and for 6 months she was doing wonderful. She regained all of the skills that she had lost in that time. So the doctors were baffled and gave her a series of tests trying to figure out, you know, what had caused the initial
sure.
deterioration. But this past June she started deteriorating again, and that's when we got the actual diagnosis of MLD. So at this point she can't walk or move any part of her body at all. She can't eat. She has a feeding tube. She has chronic pain and spasms, so that it's just horrible to watch. She's in pain all day long. We try to control it with drugs, but you know it's pretty bad.
Yes.
Can't talk anymore, which I think is the hardest thing for me because she was just too cute and was a little chatterbox, was singing all day long. She has brittle bones from the lack of weight bearing on her feet. So she has had several broken bones from, you know, just moving her can mm-hmm. break a bone. And you know, it's heartbreaking to watch the deterioration. It's really sad. But she has the most beautiful little smile, and she has the best attitude. And if anybody can do it, she can. If she can, we're going to try to keep her healthy until a cure is found, which is going to happen. And I'm telling you, it's because of people like Lindy and Dave and the community of London. They've been amazing. There's nothing else like it in the world for this disease, absolutely not.
So. I think that's the key point, too, that I want to stress to our listeners this morning, because Bethany's Hope has been in this community for a number of years, and we've been asking for people's help and support, and a lot of people still don't understand what it's all about, but I think you put it very well. This is unique in all the world
absolutely.
In terms of the kind of access that we have here.
There's nothing else like it. There are things going on in the world, small studies here and there, but there's nothing that is specifically for the type of MLD that Athena has, which is the infantile form. They're very focused on that. They do, you know, they're obviously we want to have a cure for all forms of MLD,
yes,
but
yes.
they're very specific, and there really is nothing else in the world. So we are, that's where all of our fundraising down here is going up to Bethany's Hope, and we know that because of Bethany's little spirit and her legacy, we really truly think that Athena has a shot. She, you know, so we, I mean, Lindy and Dave are our inspiration. They're our role models, and the love that they have for Bethany has moved mountains for us. So we would not miss this benefit for the world. We want to go up there and thank everybody, give everybody a big hug, and try to express, which is almost impossible to do, our gratitude at what they're doing for our daughter. So.
Well, Renee, we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night. I thank you for joining us this morning and sharing a little bit of your story to illustrate what Bethany's Hope means, not only to the people here in this community, but to people around the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it.
We'll see you on Saturday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Renee Raitano. Her daughter, Athena, has been stricken with MLD. So anyway, that's in response to that email. That's a little bit about what Bethany's Hope is all about. And if you'd like to help out, you can help by coming to the ball on Saturday. I understand, talked to Lindy the other day, there are a few tickets left. There was a story in the paper last week that tickets were not going well. That has picked up, but there are still some tickets left. Love to have you join us. It's 858 Hope. It's a great night. Fabulous food. Spirit is there. There's Dancing to Spirit. The Macaulays will be there with a special performance of their very special song that they wrote for Bethany, and it's going to be a great night. So you can call them at 858-HOPE, 858-HOPE, or if you just like to make a donation. I know there are so many organizations out there and so many causes that ask for your money, and for the most part, they're all deserving of your money and your support, and I know all of us these days are being tugged every which way. You know, give us money for this, give us money for that. Good causes everywhere we turn. This is also a good cause. That's all I'm going to say to you. If you feel moved to become part of this, to get involved, we'd love to have you. And the exciting thing to me is, as Renee said, the search for a cure for metachromatic leukodystrophy they're not stumbling blindly in the dark now. They were 10 years ago stumbling blindly in the dark. Today they can see, and I'm going to be a little poetic here, but I think it deserves it. Today we can see the glow from the cure just over the horizon. We're not in the dark at all. We can see it. And the doctors who are working on this have said they believe very strongly within the next very few years, not 15 or 20 years, but 2 years, 3 years, we will see an effective treatment and close on its heels a cure for not only metachromatic leukodystrophy, but a number of these other dystrophies that affect the nervous system, that we are just so very close to doing that. So come and join us, won't you, on Saturday night, the Bethany's Hope Ball. It is a very special evening with a kind of unique bear theme to it. We hope you'll come. Peter Garland, the Master of Ceremonies. Everybody knows and loves Pete. I'll be there, too, giving him a hand when I can. And we'd like to have you come along and join us on Saturday night, Saturday, April 23rd at the Hilton. Call them at 858-HOPE if you'd like to be part of this particular initiative on the part of the Bethany's Hope Foundation. We pause for a second. We're coming back. Tons and tons and tons of stories for you today. Stay with us.